Now time for a locker room chat with Omaha Central head football coach Michael Glatzik after a 30-0 senior night shutout over the Riley County Falcons. And coach, this was once again kind of a little bit of a slow start for you guys, but you guys were able to run away and beat a very good Riley County team.
Oh yeah, that's just exactly what you said. Riley County, I thought they played extremely well up front and on the defense side. I thought we had some miscues, missed assignments early. Especially on offense, on the up front, against our blocking schemes. But that's hats off to Coach Willeman and Riley for doing a great job for scouting us. But I think our kids adjusted very well second half offensively. And again, our defense got our things rolling. We had an interception by Kevin Strothman. I think it was early in the second quarter that kind of got us some mojo. Like I said, we scored right after that. And then right after halftime, Riley had two bad snaps that got us the safety, and we scored a touchdown after that. So I would say after halftime, we made some good adjustments, and the kids bought in after halftime. And defensively played another great game for a shutout.
And it was a fantastic overall well-rounded game for you guys. Talking about Carter Hike, I feel like starting off with him every week is kind of our go-to. But either way, you mentioned that before the call that we didn't see that big breakout run, but he was just consistent at 3 or 4 yards every single play. He was able to move the sticks, 3.6 yards per carry, 30 carries in total with 107 yards as well as his 4 touchdowns. Your thoughts on the way he was able to run the ball?
Oh yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I told you before, he's kind of that workhorse back, you know, glorified running back at the quarterback position. Like I said, our offensive line and our skills blocked well. Riley County did a great job of tackling, not letting Carter get loose. I think his yardage was 30 for 106. So, he still ran the ball extremely hard. That's, you know, putting a lot on his shoulders for a sophomore for carrying the ball 30 times. But I was most happy about the passing game, 7 of 10 for 76 yards. I know we're not going to throw the ball 15, 20 times a game, but if teams respect it and if teams respect our passing game, then that's what I'm happy about.
Well, let's talk about that matchup with Sabeth. I mean, you guys are going to be both undefeated, number one, number two in the class respectively. Offensively, how do you feel like you match up with Sabeth's defense?
I would say not many teams in 2A are bigger than we are, but Sabetha is definitely bigger than we are. I would say they're probably top 5 to 8 teams in the state on size. So it's going to be extremely tough to move the ball on them. Coach Michael and on the defense side, they do a great job over there and on the offensive line. But on the defense side, they're just so big up front that hopefully we can wear them down that second half, get them big boys, the Grim boys and the middle kid and the McAfee and all those studs over there running sideline to sideline, and hopefully we can bust it loose one time.
I'm going to take a quick break. We'll talk more about their matchup with Sabetha as well as the defensive performance from this past week coming up next. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Omaha Central head football coach Michael Glatzik once again after a 30-0 win over Riley County, and got that big matchup against Sabetha coming up to decide the Big 7 and the district title. So kind of recapping your guys' defensive efforts, you mentioned that overall, of course, they played well. They got yet another shutout. Their 6th consecutive shutout in a row. But what were some things that were going right for you guys' defense?
I would say really just flying around and making plays. You know, Riley came into the game, they threw 45 to 48 times against Sabetha, so I was kind of imagining a high throwing capacity for them, 25, 30 times. They got the running game going early for about 4 or 5 yards of carry, so I think they stuck with that, which that was benefiting us because I knew our D-line and linebackers would do their job. But our secondary really stepped up this week, you know, created one interception in the backfield that got us going early in the second quarter. And then our D-line did a great job of containing the Harmison kid, who was a very good athlete, containing him, making him scramble, and then also created a fumble recovery and scored right after that. So I thought overall our defense played extremely well.
And getting back to your guys' offense and your game plan for this week, do you feel like you are going to have the ability to do what you normally do and run it in between the tackles? You mentioned the size for Sabetha. Do you think you're going to be able to do that, or are you going to have to maybe mix some things up and rely on Carter's arm some more?
I really think it's going to be a beautiful night. It's supposed to be, you know, 65 degrees, hardly any wind, so I think that's going to open up the passing game for both teams more than normal, you know, because both teams throw less than 10 times a game, just how it rolls. So offensively, it's going to be a challenge for us up front, you know, just trying to move those big boys and trying to, you know, if we get 3 to 4 yards of carry, that's a win for us, and hopefully we can sustain some long drives with no penalties and no mental mistakes.
Here with Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Gladsick, 7-0 on the year. All right, coach. Need to know just a little bit of a curiosity what you're expecting. Are you expecting a high score or a low score in this game?
I think it's going to be just like the two games last year. It's going to be a dogfight in the first half. 7-0, 7-7, 8-6, 0-0, whatever it is, and then hopefully second half we can wear them down. I would say it's going to be in the teens, the 20s, if that. It's going to be two great, fantastic defensive teams going at it, and what we'll see. I imagine the least penalized team, the least mistake-free team, is going to win.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Cannot wait for this one to determine the league and the district title. And it'll be very interesting to see, because this could ultimately determine who could be hosting Substate as well, with these two teams possibly on a collision course in the playoffs as well. So it should be a lot of fun. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it, as always.
Hey, thank you, Jared. Appreciate it.
That was Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Gladsick here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed. We'll be broadcasting the Thunder's game versus Sabetha on 103.9 FM KNZA.